to with last talk with Sunshine. I've got Wee Woo here. We'll see how long she'll stay in the studio. So far, so good. Greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my show. Hello from Wee Woo. She just heard you. And I just want to say thank you for joining me on Whiplash Talk. So much going on in the last 2 weeks that I am going to jump right into it and try to update you guys on all that's going on. I want to congratulate so many people that have started new shows. I'm so proud of our family. I'm just going to run through them real quick. I'm not going to hit everybody that's already have shows and has them running, but we have our Happy New Now show with Molly, Saskia, and Tracy on Wednesday at 1 p.m. These are all Central Times. And then Michael Dean, his new show, Bards Rise, he's on Thursday at 5 p.m. Central. Getting Dirty, I don't have the full show name and the names for the ladies, but Getting Dirty with Beau and Val, that's beginning on April 6th on Sunday at 4 p.m. I want to be on that show. I love to grow things. I love to can. I'm like, can I come be one of the sisters? We're going to have to come up with a funny name for me. And then on Monday at 7 p.m., there's a 30-minute show called Health Unmasked. And that's with Dr. Eric Gittner and Carl Pills. And so we've got Kelly just started hers today. So on the Q train on Saturday, we've got Connect with Kelly, Unstoppable Love, Sojourns, PRQ Homesteading, PRQ Timelines, Whiplash Talk, The Awakening Wave Show, Being Inspired with Q, and Project Review with Q. And oh my goodness, it just keeps growing. So I just wanted to say so excited what's happening with BBS Radio and welcome to the Q train, guys. Okay, so let's get a little bit of Sunshine update. Hopefully we will not burn down the house here. She's now chewing on a tag on a little mat that she has on the table in front of the computer. So we'll see how this goes. So I got the quilt finished, guys. I got the quilt finished, sent it off to the quilter. She's an award-winning quilter over in Arkansas. And oh, she did such a beautiful job quilting the top to the batting and the backing and got that, even sewed the binding on for me. And so all I have to do, guys, is sew the labels on, and then it's ready to deliver to Bill's daughter. I'm incredibly excited about that and looking forward to getting that to her. I know that it's going to be a special quilt for her, made out of special shirts and articles of clothing that were her dad's. So I'm super, super excited about that. And as I shared before on previous shows, it's technically not the best quilt I've ever made, but by far, energetically, it's by far the best quilt I've ever made. And so there's so much love and so much warmth and energy in that quilt. So I'm excited to get that to her. It's spring here where I'm at, and this is a little hard one for me to swallow, but I guess, as Q says, we create our own reality. So I guess the neighbors, I live on a corner, and so the neighbors across both streets from me, I guess I've created them growing all weeds in their front yards. And so now my beautiful landscaped beds are not covered in mulch, but they're covered in weeds. And I'm like, oh, how did I create that? So I will get to go out and attack those weeds with a vengeance. I know they're live, but they shouldn't be where they are. And they're not very beneficial. And they multiply like bunnies. And yeah, I'd rather have bunnies. I'd rather just feed bunnies. And I plant. Side note. I had a couple of baby bunnies in my backyard when my garden was just getting started, and they were getting up into the raised beds. And so I, put some lettuce out there and stuff for them so they could have a little extra stuff. But I had to go out and talk with them and say, okay, you can't eat my vegetables. You can't eat my plants. You can chew some of them, but you can't chew all of them. You've got to leave some for me. So I went to a friend's house who had some clover in her yard, and I grabbed some clover, and I made this pot of clover. For the bunnies, it was a low pot to the ground, so the bunnies would have some clover to eat in my backyard. So, so anyway, yeah, I don't really want those weeds in my garden. I just don't. So I planted tulips under a tree in the front and a tree in the back, and we had an incredible cold snap come through, maybe February. Yeah, it was in February. And so I, instead of going and buying more mulch, I just grabbed some extra mulch that wasn't covering any roots on anything, and I covered both trees a little bit more because the weather has been so crazy here that the tulips were already coming up, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to put another blanket on them. Well, now they're coming up, and the ones in the back are actually blooming. So I've got parrot tulips in the back, and I was supposed to have the parrot tulips in the front and the margaritas in the back, and they're switched. So, oh well, it's still a great color and they're still beautiful, so they'll do just fine. What do? You can't go back to them and say, hey, you sent me the wrong thing. You just fix it in the fall and, dig them up, move them, and put them back where you want them. So I love getting out in the spring and cleaning up and doing things, but the weeds in my backyard have taken over. As you guys know, Bill, my partner, passed away a year ago. And so that kind of hit me pretty hard. And that's right when you should be, prepping your gardens and taking care of things. And I had things planted, but I kind of let my lawn go. I still had somebody that was mowing it, but I wasn't keeping up with weed, pre and post-emergent stuff. So this spring, I'm like, what just happened in my backyard? I have a beautiful yard that I've worked so hard on, and that's what happens when you neglect it. So now I've got extra work to do. I'm going to call Bo and Val and ask them to come visit and help pull weeds. Help me. So anyway, so that's what my next few weekends are going to be like. I'm going to be reclaiming my beautiful sanctuary back. I, after the Saturday show, 2 weeks ago, I ended up on Monday with a pretty, I don't know how to word it. I have to be a little generic, guys. I ended up with a medical condition that would get some people's attention. Let me put it that way. It's brought on by intense stress. And as you guys know, with the stuff that's going on with work, there's a lot of stuff I haven't told you about at work, but there's some stuff going on at work, and it just kind of came to a head. And I'm wanting to get into my highest and best excitement. And when you're not in that, then, that just kind of compounds everything. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Creation Lightship and the tools that we have there, and how wonderful the doctors and everybody are on there that take care of us. And kind of being in the throes of what was going on, having my new family here that I could reach out to, and Zosia and Lauren and Michael, you guys really, you came to bat for me and helped me with the clearings to plug into, because sometimes when you're kind of focusing on staying, peaceful and calm, you just need somebody else to come alongside you and help. And they did. They came along and they were wonderful. And so I started running my clearings and the emergency clearings and doing all of that. And by that evening, I was, I could tell that I was back to, I'm going to be okay, back on a normal, what I would say, an even keel. Let me put it that way. So I just wanted to, I've always told you guys that I will never hold back and I will never not be honest with you. So just because Sunshine's on the radio and she goes all over the world with a radio show, it doesn't mean that I am bulletproof. It doesn't mean that I have it all together, and it doesn't mean when I get hit that I don't need to lean on some people and that I don't need to bounce things off of people, because maybe I'm not as far along in the Creation Lightship journey as others are. And so I want to really encourage you guys, don't be afraid to reach out to those that are in your circle, that are in your family. It's almost like I'm going to use the word pods because I love whales. It's almost like we have pods, and they're like our family members are finding our own family member pods. It's kind of unique how this is all coming together. And so maybe we'll be sulkies. I kind of like that too, with Lauren and Zosia and Mermaid saying, "Hey, there are sulkies." I'm like, "I want to be a sulky. I want to be a sulky." So maybe I'll just say we're all sulkies, but it warmed my heart to know that something that could have been. Well, let me back up. I love you too, Michael. Some of the things that I was, or the main thing that I was facing, is something that you don't want to go through. And it progress, and then it could cause some permanent challenges to your physical body. And with going through the passing of my mother and the family, the nucleus of the family kind of imploding, a year ago when I first started this show, I would have been, oh, crap, who do I have to call or lean on? And who will represent me and make sure I don't get jabbed or something to that effect if I have to go to that horrible place that I refuse to go to? So, with that information and then knowing who I had to call on and lean on, it's amazing how quick my family has grown into what really is my true family. And so I really encourage you find your peeps. People that have reached out to me, Rose from Ireland, you're one of my peeps. People, my very first person that reached out to me, I got to talk to her on the phone last show. Oh my gosh, it was so fun. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So find your peeps and know that all of us that are on the shows that are here to help you, that are here to help you grow, that are here to relate to you and to just be here for you and with you, we're all still walking this walk too. Nobody has it all down. Well, maybe Q does because, he's like, the perfect Q. But I'm teasing, but none of us have it all together. And so we're doing the best we can with what we've got, and we're walking the walk and we're talking the talk, and we're believing that the work that we put in is going to come to fruition. And with that, I just want to also mention that I reached out to Saskia, and she was fantastic. And then she put me in touch, she asked permission, and she put me in touch with somebody I did not know that is in our group. And she put me in touch with her and Molly and Carl. Oh my gosh, you guys totally made such a difference. And words can't express how touching it was to come alongside me, not even know me, but just say, "You're part of the family. We're gonna help." And their wisdom that was shared was wonderful, and they even gave me some wonderful ideas for my show. You guys will be seeing some cool stuff. I'm going to do some free downloads for you guys to download so I can reach out to you guys more and share more with you. I'm super excited about where things are going, even though if you looked on the outside, it was legit. So thank you. And then aloha, of course. Hello, aloha. I just want to tell you guys, thank you. Thank you so much for loving on me and being there for me. I had some people reach out to me from a place I used to live in an area I used to live. You guys might know them as Conscious Cowboy and the Ballard Girls. I had so much fun talking to them because it was kind of like old home week. It was like they're from where my heart yearns to be. And it was just so fun to talk to them. And I just want to say thank you to them for reaching out to me and loving on me and laughing with me and just sharing time together. We didn't really talk about projects a lot. We didn't really talk about anything in particular other than, wow, it was just nice to collect with more family. So Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you guys shared and specifically have done for me. I'm just beside myself. I can't wipe the smile off my face. It was just so amazing. Someday I'll be able to share, where we're at and what's going on, but my heart is full, and thank you guys so much. And then Rose from Ireland, my sweet love for you. I just wanted to say hello. I'm sorry it took me a while to respond to you because of the last 2 weeks that have been going on. I am at work. The federal case is still going on. We're right in the middle of going back and forth and sharing information, attorneys sharing information with attorneys, and who do you anticipate calling for expert witnesses? And, do you have that, email from 1892? Gosh, stuff like that. It's like, oh my gosh. So the work that you need to get done, you don't get to really focus on because you're totally focusing on making sure that you're getting all of the documents gathered up that are so vital to the case. You don't want to make one mistake. So that's pretty much what my week was like this week, although I also had some really great news on some of the commerce that I'm trying to entice to come to our community, and had some really good calls and some really good progress on that. So that was a really nice day. It's been cool. It's been fun. So I am making it through work, and I'm putting some ideas out there. And I am also just, I'll say this now, just so everybody knows, I am working with BBS to help invite and find new exciting shows for our station, for our family, for our BBS family. And remember, it's radio and TV. So podcasting, talk shows, the TV shows, whatever it is that is your jam that you've been wanting to do out there, reach out to me so I can help you. So I can help you join our BBS family. I do have an email that you can send your request to, and I promise you I will follow up with you. My email is sunshine@bbsradio.com. sunshine@bbsbravo bravo sierra radio.com. So I'm going to throw that out there real quick. Okay, so I have been doing a lot of, I don't want to say soul searching, that sounds kind of weird. I've been doing a lot of, what's your highest and best excitement, Sunshine? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be when you grow up? Where do you want to be? How do you want to tackle the rest of your life? And been doing a lot of checking into that kind of stuff. And health is the number one most important thing. If you don't have your health, then it's going to be really hard to do what you need to do. You can, this is awful, but you can suffer in other areas, but if your health is bad, then you've got some challenges to fulfilling your calling, fulfilling what you want to do. It's not impossible. But if you have some serious health issues, it can be a real mind game to still stay in the faith plane, if that helps make sense. So if your life is being threatened by something that starts with a C, it's hard not to get caught up in the mind game because everything you hear from every doctor you go to is the negative side of that issue. You can always break a bone, but the bone can pretty much, repair. The body was made to heal itself. So in most cases, you can fix that and move on. So I've been thinking a lot about what I want to do and where I want to be, and when I grow up. And so, of course, I go to the book that you guys know I love. I mean, even Wee Woo's chewed on it. It's so worn. It's called The Writings of Florence Scovel Shinn. And I always, always, always gravitate to her words of wisdom section in this book. In fact, it looks like my book's fixing to break at the spine. I'm going to have to go get another one, I guess, or just tape it up. But in here, with the stuff that I'm looking at and where I'm looking at going, it has really made me, I'm very good at what I do and I love what I do. I just love what I do. But you have to be in the right setting to do that. So there's a line that she has, it's an affirmation. These are affirmations that are her words of wisdom. And some of her affirmations just like make me smile because I'm like, oh, well, that's just pretty obvious. So the first one I love is faith without nerve is dead. So if you're from the Christian background, there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. But her affirmation is faith without nerve is dead. I'm like, dang right on that. And then never look or you'd never leap. I'm like, wow. It's so easy, but it's so true. You know, if you just don't look, just jump. You know, take that leap. Don't look, just leap. I'm like, that's so good. And then I love this one. It says, power moves, but is never moved. I'm like, that one's going to take some pondering. That's going to be one of those, light a candle. Just kind of focus on the flame, watch it flicker, and just ponder that because that is so powerful. Haha, play on words. But it is power moves, but is never moved. I'm like, so good. And then with what has been going on the last couple of weeks, and with me just rethinking some things, it is dark before the dawn, but the dawn never fails. Trust in the dawn. It's going to happen. And Q teaches us, and he's been teaching us, just stop. Just stop. Some of us are not at that faith level. Our faith muscles aren't built up to that level. And so this is kind of what he's saying. You know, it's dark before the dawn, but the dawn never fails. Trust in the dawn. So trust in the dawn, just stop. Just stop, get off the matrix, get out of the hamster wheel. And then I like this one because it has a play on the word trump. It says, when in doubt, play trumps, do the fearless thing. Oh my goodness, that's totally what's going on over here in the United States right now with President Trump back in office. It's like, well, he was always in office, but he wasn't in that. Yeah. Anyway, we won't get into that. But anyway, when in doubt, play trumps. Do the fearless thing. And I'm like, okay, Q. I'm looking through this. I'm like, okay, Q, I'm hearing you. I'm getting you. I'm picking up what you're putting down. And then another one of her affirmations, and it's right here, just bang, bang, bang in the book. It is the fearless things that count. It is the fearless things that count. And so, as I'm looking at where I'm at and the importance of what I'm doing right now versus where I would like to be and go to and dwell and start, it's the fearless things that count. So maybe I don't do a big fearless thing. Maybe I do a little fearless thing in preparation for my big fearless thing, if that makes sense. So if you sense that something's changing in your life, maybe you lighten your load. Maybe you're looking for something, you want a little extra income, or maybe you get creative. Or maybe if you want just a little extra pocket money, maybe you go find that job that would just make you smile all day. Maybe just going and working like at a flower shop would just make your heart beam and your light just shined brightly because you are just so fun, filled with fun and happiness, helping other people have beautiful flowers in their day. You know, just throwing some stuff out there for you. And then I liked this one too. Never do today what intuition says do tomorrow. That's from my friend Zosia. Never do today what intuition says to do tomorrow. Girl, stay in bed. You know, go walk on the beach whenever intuition says to go walk on the beach. You be you. I loved y'all's show today. It was so good, Lauren. You guys were so good. And then here's the other one. I like this one a lot. It says, be not weary of make-believing. When you least expect it, you shall reap. What has Q been teaching us for years now? Put it out there. What do you want? What do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you want to be? Who do you want to, you know, what do you want? What? So be not weary of make believing. Dream, dream big, and then bigger. Because when you least expect it, you shall reap. And remember this always. I'll close this little section here. I'm not going to get off the radio, but I'll close this little section with this last affirmation. Before you call, you are answered, for the supply precedes the demand. So remember that when you're doing your affirmations. Before you call, you are answered, for the supply precedes the demand. So when you're doing your commands, and let's say you might feel like you're in a little bit of a battle, and you're doing a command, something to the effect of, I now command my spirit to destroy anything or anyone trying to harm or hinder me or mine. And you say that three times. Remember, before you call, you are answered, for the supply precedes the demand. And this really hit home with me because there are times when, like, I'll be on a call with Sunshine and Q, and Q was talking to Aloha about a piece of property that she really wanted. And she was sitting there, she was looking at it, she was right across the street from it, and she really wanted it. And she wanted to take up a lot of the housing that was being vacated, and she wanted to place people in those houses. And she was saying that that's what she really wants to do. That's her, you know, highest and best excitement. He goes, okay, it's done. And she was talking, and he goes, no, it's done. She goes, but I don't want to do it by myself. It's not fun to do it by myself. And he goes, it's done. And it brought me back to that conversation because I'm like, it's done. So if you're working on your faith muscles on something, some things my faith muscles are incredibly strong. And in other things, I haven't worked them out as much. And so I'm needing to build those up. And if you're in the same boat, not saying that you are, but if you're in the same boat, then just remember that it's already done. And to just settle in that and just to have faith, even in the words that you're saying, even if you just have to put faith in the words that you're saying and can't even press through to the feeling and knowing that it's done, know that you're speaking it into existence, that your words are speaking it into existence. So, guys, I think I'm going to take a 2-minute break here and I'll come back and we'll wrap up. Maybe I'll take a couple of calls. What? 2 weeks in a row? Sunshine will take calls? What? Yeah, maybe we'll take calls and see what's going on in your life and tell me how your spring's going. But I am going to take a 2-minute break. You're going to get to hear my favorite song, although Bards Rise has a pretty kick-ass song, I do have to admit. He's giving me a run for my money. But anyway, I'll take a break real quick, Thomas, and then I'll come back and maybe take calls. The call-in number is 888-627-6008. And for the next 20 minutes, maybe, we're going to call that the Sunshine Hotline. All right, I'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Whiplash Talk, and I'm your host, Sunshine. I am thrilled that we are going to take some calls on the Sunshine Hotline. I am so sorry, Thomas, to throw you the curveball. We're doing it. We're going to take some calls. I don't think I'm going to let Wee Woo talk on the phone. She's not really trained to do radio yet, but she's being really good. She's taking a nap right here as we're working. And so, yeah, hit me with some questions. Don't make them too hard. Don't make me look bad on my own show, guys. That could be really bad. So, I am super excited about spring, you guys. Gardeners, we just get that weird feeling that it's like, oh my goodness, I have to do something. I have to plant. I have to grow. And so, I'm super excited about spring. I am not excited about those weeds. I'm just going to tell you, that is not my highest and best excitement right there at all. I don't know if any gardeners out there, but I've got two lawns across the street, both sides of me, that are filled with henbit, which is like this cute little purple flower, right? Their whole lawn looks like this pink carpet, but I don't want my whole lawn to look like pink carpet. So my flower beds are just crazy right now. I wanted to talk to you guys also about, while we're waiting for people to call in, if they so choose to. I wanted to talk to you about a movie that Mermaid mentioned to Zosia and Lauren, and it sounds super cute. And it is, I'm sorry, I you guys, my the reason we were late getting on today is because I was having technical difficulties, not cute. And so it's kind of funny because I can't get to all my stuff that I'm looking at to be able to tell you. But the name of the movie is Song of the Sea, and it's an animated movie, and it's super cute, and it's so sweet, and it talks about the sulkies that we were talking about. So if you are looking for a fun movie to watch, I know it's a Disney movie, but it's a super cute movie, and I encourage everybody to get in there and to look at that. I want to be a sulky. Maybe I am a sulky. Maybe I already am a sulky. I'm a sulky. So, did you guys get a chance to read up on For the People dot space? That was really a good one. This last one was really good, you guys. It was on. Excuse me, I still have a little bit of a cough from what was going on earlier. This is really hard to do, you guys, when you don't have your mouse because you had to redo your computer at the last minute. But it was on Max Steele, and it was some interesting stuff on him about everything in his life and everything that happened with us and Max Spears, sorry. And it was just really good. And a friend of mine, actually, I can't remember. Do you go by, he goes by Mountain Man. No, he goes by Michael Dean. So he is actually doing kind of a binge watch of watching videos and learning. And I'm like, man, I want to do that. I just don't have the time during the week to do that. And then on the weekends, every other weekend, I'm working the shows. So, but I'm going to do that someday when I grow up. I'm going to make sure I get that going. At work, I have some opportunities to, how do I word this? The work that I do is for a jurisdiction, and the jurisdiction has codes, zoning codes. How do I word that? Zoning codes, subdivision regulations, engineering stuff, all of that. And so I have the opportunity to put together some new things for our jurisdiction that they've never had before. And super excited about that. I got approval to move forward on a couple of things. And I think, as I told you guys last week, one of them was the community gardens, and then I'm kind of weaving in, I may not have told you this, I'm weaving in kind of a barter system to where people that maybe have chickens would like to have some of the spent off vegetables that maybe nobody wants to buy or eat. Maybe a bug got some of it or whatever. And if they would bargain for maybe leaves or stuff like that for their chickens, and they would barter their eggs for vegetables. And then that way, neither person, is out any of those Green Pyramid things that Q references. And so I'm so excited about that. And the local little newspaper did such a beautiful article on it. It was so nice and did such a good job portraying it. And then we're also looking at doing a little food truck park. We don't have a food truck park. We have some food trucks in our city that are regular ones, but they don't, our code was written so long ago that you don't even have food trucks. And so it's a little hard to find places for them to park and go. And so we've decided let's just make a food truck park, and we're going to do a little amphitheater to where we can have some live music out there and some sunshades for people that, can't sit in the big full sun, and in the lawn area to where we'll have, tables for them to sit at, but then a lawn area to where if a family wants to bring, a blanket and do a picnic, on the blanket, they can do that. And just a place to, bring your dog and pick up after your dog if it's good around people. And it's just going to be a really nice, fun place. And do a big mural on the side of the building that butts up against that property, and put some of the fun history up against that, and hire muralists to come and paint that. So those were some of my fun wins this week, couple weeks, this last couple of weeks, and getting to meet more people in our family and getting to talk to everyone online was so fun. I did not let anybody know that I was going to take calls. So seeing as how I am coming up on my other show, I don't know how long I can leave that open before we close out. So if BBS will tell me about how many more minutes I have, then I will keep it open a little longer, and then I'll close it out. I've got about 13 minutes. Oh, great. Oh, good. 13 minutes. Cool. So what do you guys think about me doing some fun little leave behinds, like downloads, free PDFs that you guys can download, like Sunshine's Thought for the Month, or Sunshine's Thoughts on This, or Sunshine, whatever. We can come up with a name for it. But just free little downloads to where you guys can get to know a little bit more about, how Sunshine thinks, or what's the favorite squash that, Sunshine grows, or what's the squash that Sunshine can't grow, even if, God Q, touched it. There are some things that I cannot grow that other people can grow, like weeds. And then there's some things that I grow that other people are like, how did you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just put it in the ground. So things like that. And then I thought about also doing some things to where, maybe a little more interactive, maybe a little bit more information about me, and what I my favorite recipes or things like that, that might be, I'll put it out there for a way to help offset the cost for the show. I eventually would like to go weekly on this, but right now I'm just doing biweekly. But it'd be nice to be able to offset the cost of the show, maybe do a $5 or a $10 PDF with fun things that are, special to me, my favorite recipe for that month, and then, a newsletter, funny stories, things that have happened, those kind of things. So those are what I'm thinking of doing. And maybe I'll have a wee woo corner and a Sherman corner to where they can update you on their escapades for the month. That would be kind of fun. Actually, I'm so shocked that this little wound like an 8 day clock kitty cat kitten is fast asleep right here in front of me, and just, I mean, stretched out. And I'm surprised that she's still here. So I just want to tell each and every one of you, I'm doing okay. I'm back on the right track. I'm doing great. I just know that it is very important for me to protect my health. So looking at ways to do that. And so I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for loving on me. Thank you, BBS, for being so wonderful and so great. And I think, excuse me, I've got a cough, sorry. I think that teaming with BBS has been one of the best things that I have done in my walk, in my swimming through mud. It was the best move that I've ever made for getting out there and reaching people and making acquaintances with new family members. It's been so good. So if you really are interested, or if you've even thought about doing a podcast or a radio show, please reach out to me. Let me help you become a part of the BBS family. And we're syndicated. We're all over the world, guys. We're going everywhere. And I think you'd be surprised. So reach out to me at sunshine@bbsradio.com. Let me know your interest and let me help you get on here and become part of the family. You don't have to think like we do. You don't have to think like I do. We don't judge. What do you want to put out to the masses? Let us help you do it. Oh goodness, I have callers. Oh, I have Shelley from Nevada online too. Let's do that real quick, and then Corinne and Donnie, I would love to get to you guys as well. Let's do Shelley first. Shelley, are you there?
Hi, Lo.
Hello. How are
I'm
you?
fine. Oh, I'm great. Thank you
Good.
so much for calling us out, or calling us forward, or calling us into the family.
Oh, I love family. How is Nevada
Well,
today?
perfect weather. I, of course, just came from Arizona into Nevada, and I'm holding out for the perfect weather because this time of year, that's what I'm doing is following the perfect weather, and
I
I make
love
my
that.
way north for the summer. So,
Right?
but I wanted to personally thank you for
Oh.
being you because of all the people in the Q train that I'm listening to, you're probably the closest that I've resonated with. I
Oh.
know when I first heard your show, which I accidentally found because it was Saturday and I'm looking for a Q show and I found you. So it was before you came on to the Q show. I just
Right.
thought, gosh, she sounds just like I would sound if I had a radio show. You're just like, you just tell it how it is. This is my story and this is what I went through today and this is how it happened. And I just thought
Thank
that sounded like
you.
me.
Oh, well, then you should
And it
have
was,
your own show. I should help you.
well, I'm working on it. I did send you an email this last week, and I think you've pointed out you might not have seen it, or I mean, you were busy. I have talked to Robin, and she's inspiring me and supporting me. I'm just
Good.
putting together the first episode. But I also think that once I get my questions together for Q, if you might be one of the people I'd like to run them by just to get your input.
Sure,
And that
absolutely.
would
That's what I'm here for.
it would be great. All right, well, I'm
Yes,
going to
no.
email you my contact information so you have it. And then I just wanted to say thank you. You've been one of my biggest inspirations.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. And I did not get that email, so I'm going to go back and look. And if I didn't get it, I'll let you know so you can send it again.
All
I
right,
love
well, I
you.
will
Thank
send
you
it.
so
I will. All
much.
right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Do we have Corinne and Donnie? Do I have time for them? Are my mer people
Yes.
here? Hello, my friends.
Hi, beautiful. I love you. And
I love it.
well, Donnie, oh, how are you? You're incredible, just exquisite. And I just wanted to give you love from Donnie and I. I do have permission for Donnie to speak for on behalf of Donnie because he's out having fun. And, but he's most likely hearing it because he's plugged in. Love, you're incredible. You're so powerful, and I just love you. You're incredible. You're intelligent. I love your show. We both do. We always hang in there and give you support in terms of holding space is what I meant to say, not hanging in there. I did not come off correctly.
Girl, I am hanging in there.
Yeah, that was it.
You.
You're Thank you so much for what you do and who you are mostly. It's not the doo-doo, as Q would say.
Right.
It's about you, in terms of assisting so many, including us. You're such a reflection of our reflection. It's a reminder of who I am and who Donnie is in the divine male sense. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you so much. I love you both. You guys were some of the first people that loved on me, and I will never forget that. And I love my Corinne and Donnie love, my merman and merwoman love. It's wonderful. Thank you.
And girls,
I'm so proud of you guys for your new soul journeys. That's awesome.
yeah,
Yeah.
don't know. Oh, bless your heart. I definitely wanted to start that. So I loved it. BDS, Don Thomas, and I had permission, by the way, to say their names, and Doug
Right.
are just incredibly awesome. And of course,
Yes, they
I
are.
always go to Q and Mermaid, and because without
Yeah.
them, this just the inspiration. It's a reminder of our inspiration of who we are, of ourselves, right?
It
And
is.
you're right there. You're right there, girl. So I just wanted to hug you and give you the
I love
biggest
you.
love, Donnie and I both.
Will you go over and give him a big hug from me and say that that's some sunshine, just beams of sunshine for you both, okay?
I shall. Love you,
I
girl.
love
Thank you for who
you.
you are.
Oh, thank you so much for calling me. Okay, guys, I'm about a minute out, so I guess I better say my goodbyes for right now and stay tuned for Being Inspired with Q, and it's going to be Being Inspired with Q, some sunshine, and some aloha. Hopefully, we'll get to add some mermaid to that. I love you guys. I will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Thank you.